Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you guys want to get us, you guys can get on the YouTube, Twitch chat, Miami 560 WQAM, taking your feedback there, except for you, Schmeathen, who we know your feedback is always just go to hell.
Feedback.
Let's get
he doesn't give feedback.
Let's get to headlines.
Give speed.
Get to our headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Just put the Marlins on in the studio. Thank you, Brittany. Marlins about to get going in about a half hour. Rubber match in their series with the Pittsburgh Pirates. So we'll see where they go. Yesterday, I got a great start from Sandy Alcantara, which was much needed.
Yeah,
he is. Stumped.
You know it's this weekend also.
What is this weekend? What is this weekend? Flanagan's week.
What I'm gonna be doing early on Thursday and Friday?
British
while
Open.
The shows. U.S. Open.
It's U.S. Open.
Yeah.
U.S. Open. Okay. Yeah, it's Father's Day weekend.
Yeah.
All right. I love that's always one of my favorite things. I love how golf always puts a major on Father's Day weekend so they can have a dad's.
It's the same one. It's always the U.S. Open.
Oh, sorry. So they always put the U.S. Open that weekend. Just like, yeah, just leave me alone on Sunday.
Yep.
To watch the golf. Who are you picking?
Let me tell you.
You picking Scheffler?
Publix, you on notice. Mother's Day, I can't even get into the damn store. You got flowers and cakes and all kind of stuff. Father's Day, I get a steak shaped like Florida and some Bud Light at the front door. Do better.
You want flowers?
Here's Brittany.
Yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, what do you want?
Wait. Brittany, you just ruined the bit for me because I said this in Publix and the manager came over after everybody was laughing at my funny and said, what would you like us to put up front? We'll do it.
A beer pyramid.
And what I said was, never got that far.
Nobody's ever asked me.
Nobody's ever asked me.
It's one of those.
So, what should I say? Like, give me some craft beers. Give me some pre-made burgers, some ribs, right? Domino's. Oh yeah.
But didn't you just say that they had steak and beer? Isn't that essentially what you just said?
They really like, cheapskate it. And then they do something right. Like, you know, they put like a steak shaped like a heart or something like that.
Yes!
Like, you know, that yes! doesn't say but love it's to like me.
This, isn't that the same essentially the same thing as like chocolate covered strawberries in a heart? Like it's giving the same energy.
Look,
at least they're trying.
Not.
They're trying to pander.
Not.
I don't know.
What? Valentine's Day, Publix is lit up. like Christmas in July up in here.
I see those cookies.
All the different things you got to go in and buy.
I see those cookie cakes that say, like, best dad ever. You don't want that?
A steak that says best dad ever?
Not a steak, but like a cookie cake.
A cookie cake?
No, a cookie cake. That's it? A cookie cake?
Vlad says your beard ruined the bit.
I don't know. I feel like steaks are more expensive than flowers.
Did you ask for anything for Father's Day, Leroy?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I get PQ.
PQ?
Peace and quiet.
A little peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet. Like, later on in the day, I may throw something on the grill for everybody's enjoyment. We may get in the pool. But you best believe the TV is going to be on and I'm going to be on some type of flotation device.
Yeah.
With a drink in the hot sun. Wait, don't we have Panthers on? Is
Saturday.
Panthers Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Cats back in action officially tomorrow. They're actually having an optional skate today, not a punitive skate, optional skate. But that, of course, means Sergei Bobrovsky.
Everybody show up.
Sergei Bobrovsky's out there. This is a video from Jameson Olive, friend of the show. And this is what he refers to as Bob's practice ballet. And he's just out there by himself. Basically,
he looks like Bernie's doing trials for the Olympics.
Who?
Or whoever the Stanley C. Panther.
Yeah, I don't. He's just like gliding, you know, just like in his
full gear
in his zone, focused.
Right.
Do you think like everybody out there is just like, we can't go out there yet? Bob is doing his thing.
Oh no! I listen. Every time we ask one of the Panthers about Bob, they become absolutely terrified and just go, we leave him to his own devices.
Just go. It's like, so, but see, I picture Bob never messes up the schedule. Like, I figure, like, if practice started at 11, then he's done at 11.
Hey, why isn't he moving his arms?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess you, I don't know.
It looks weird, right?
He's just in a flow right now. Like, I just.
Oh, there you go. Drop one down. Drop the other one. Yeah, there we go, Bob. Wouldn't it be something if he just broke into, like, it just did both legs? Like.
No, I think he does. Like, I'm sure there's going to be some point where he's doing, I'm sure there's going to be some point where he's doing splits and whatnot. This is just what Jameson put up on his Twitter, but he's just like. He's just in the flow of the zone right now.
You think all the other hockey players, all the other Panthers are like standing outside just looking at him going,
I just think they let him do his thing. I mean, I know, you know, back at like, dude, his practice after practice is sometimes 90 minutes, 2 hours, like of him just doing Olympic lifting or whatever the hell he's doing. How he does Olympic lifting and is still like the size of a pole doesn't, I mean, I don't know, but he's just, it's just Russia. I don't know, dude. He's the most disciplined individual like I've ever come across. Doesn't even watch entertainment. He watches smart movies. Bobby, catch that Love Island?
Wait. And I'm just like, all the things we say about Bob and you go interview him.
Yeah.
Like that he has to be irritated, right?
With me?
Yeah,
like, never. I had him once.
I
had him one time where I think he was just like, I'm not in the mood to do this. It was never in person. It was one time he was on a road trip and we got to do it. And I could just tell him, like, he's not in the mood for this today. I don't know if something set him off or whatever, but it was like 4 minutes long. And, you know, and I know people would be like, he sounded the same. I'm like, yeah, but I could tell.
You can tell.
I could just
tell. You can tell when somebody is not engaged.
But he's the best. And, oh, man, if Leroy, You know, like Bob, if Bob's got one of them ones in him where he's just like, he's because, I mean, he looked really great last game. It kind of gets lost in the ass kicking. Yeah. But if he's got one of those nights.
I mean, listen, the scary thing is that it wasn't for lack of opportunities.
Right.
Because they peppered him. They had some stretches where they absolutely peppered him.
Yep.
And it was just awesome.
Just couldn't speak about everybody. I mean, like the defense between, I mean, Forsling's been so damn good this series.
Right.
Gus has been amazing. Nosek making up, you know, making up for the game one, diving all over the place. Can't wait. We'll take a break. And another person who's trying to refocus after can bounce back from a disappointing season. We'll tell you about that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you today? You have cat withdrawal?
I do. Can it be tomorrow already?
I'm telling you, we need to get there already. Let's get to this puppy.
I'm ready.
Let's freaking go. The NBA Finals resumes tonight. You have the Indiana Pacers and Oklahoma City Thunder. Why are we a little bit down, Leroy? You're not into the series anymore? You think OKC's going to steamroll, don't you?
I would say maybe it's the local interest I have in the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just enjoy watching the Panthers and how they do what they do.
Yep.
Sometimes basketball is frustrating in that, like, the first game was awesome.
Yes.
Okay. But when one team's doing well, it's always at the other team's expense. So you have a whole bunch of these runs, and then you have teams that are professional basketball players go for stretches of 2, 3, 4 minutes, can't make a bucket. And it's just like sometimes it gets annoying. Because, I mean, I can't believe how bad Indiana was offensively game 2.
I just saw Dade South's comment that said they call Leroy's chin the crease. That's great. Goalie interference on your chin.
You're almost there, Leroy. And by almost, I mean not even close.
Oh, no. Ah.
You know what? It's amazing. Because my girl, my buddy, Jennifer never talks during interviews. Oh, but she had to let it be known.
It's not my interview, so that's why I stay quiet.
No, no, it didn't stop you.
Well, I think he was looking at you funny. I kind of had to.
Yeah, Michael.
He wasn't looking at me funny.
Michael Cooper loved him some JFig.
Oh, yeah.
He really liked me. It was funny.
And he goes, no, that's just ridiculous. What?
Yesterday, speaking of hoops, Jaime Jaquez Jr. was at Junior Heat Camp.
On the trade block?
No, he's not on the trade. I mean, he maybe is on the trade block. I don't know. But he was at Junior Heat Camp and revealed that, you know, he's been on some of the things he's been working on this this offseason. You got Jaime Jaquez, Brittany, on the things that he has been working on, what he's worked on this offseason.
You know, at first, when the season ended, I took some time away just to decompress, gather my thoughts, really get to a place of peace. And then now, you know, I'm full steam ahead, been in the gym every single day, working on my mind, body, spirit, my jump shot, defense, really just getting my body and mind in tuned to get ready for this next season.
Are you claiming, you think Jaime Jaquez Jr. is on ayahuasca?
Listen. First of all, he had the single-handed longest period of bubble guts in the history of human life.
He had a lot of stomach issues this year, yes.
Right. And he didn't hardly play for whatever reason. But just out of curiosity, it caught me off guard when he said this. I took some time off and decompressed.
Yep.
You've been decompressing all year, dude.
I think you spent the second half of the season decompressed. Except against that one.
He decompressed at F1 too.
He did. He did. He went to F1.
So I'm not mad. Look, I get all that. But then when you say, I had to focus on mind, body, and my, like,
there seems to be there is a Jaime Jaquez Jr. off season that feels very spiritual.
I don't know.
He also revealed, and this is the other thing that was interesting, he said that he is working with a mental coach this off season. Here was more of Jaime Jaquez.
I think, you know, gaining experience is always huge for your mental, but I think more than anything, it's just finding time and moments in the day to just really ground yourself and be present. I'm working with a mental coach to try to, you know, just help myself become present in the moments, you know, try to tune out all the noise and just really focus on what's important.
Wow. I could be your mental coach. Make a bucket. Your mental's up great. Stop talking about your – wait. I hate when athletes –
You don't believe in mental coach?
I do, but here's the issue. We only resort to these things when we fail, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, I look at it as, oh, you're reaching and looking for reasons as to why you sucked.
Weren't you?
You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm a little like saying like, so what if Gary Anderson the following year said, yeah, I had to get a mental coach.
Oh, I would assume
not
that.
Not Norwood.
Yeah, but I feel like he would.
Why? He missed one field goal all year.
I don't know. Maybe.
Why all of a sudden you need a mental coach because you missed one?
Maybe there's a thing with him that you just have to get back to, I don't know. Because it did feel like with his rookie year, he did just go out and hoop. Never felt like the game sped up too much for him.
Right.
Last year, he basically got crippled by everybody sticking him in the corner. And they're like, shoot, dude, go ahead. And that I think, kind of messes with you because you're like, wait, why are you leaving me wide open? Like, what's going on here? And so maybe there's a mental aspect of it that has to get cleared to be like, hey, you need to be who you are. I don't know.
Here's what I would say. You already have to have a good mental disposition, right, to fail 60 to 65% of the time. And so, like, that part of it, if I went from football to baseball or basketball, I would need a mental coach because football is 100% sport.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two, you fail a majority of the time. But if you've actually been doing that sport your whole career, you kind of understand you're going to have some ebbs and flows of it, of your career. Everybody does. And so I would say don't just associate needing a mental coach with failure. That's the part that I'm kind of
maybe it's not about failure. Maybe the mental coach unlocks the path to success.
Okay. That all sounds great, right? And I appreciate what you're doing there, right? But again, if you make the game about making or missing shots, I would say shoot more shots, right?
Well, not threes.
Like, what happens in sports is when you're unsure of what to do, it comes across as being bad, right? Like, when you don't know whether to shoot it or not, then when you finally shoot it, it looks crazy, right? So, like, yeah, I don't know if he needs help with his ability because we've always known him to be a pretty confident guy.
I thought that was the thing. Like, it just felt like right. He played at his own pace.
Right, and so I don't want...
This was from Anthony Chang's article in the Miami Herald. It said, becoming a reliable three-point shooter is among Hawkins' top priorities this offseason. Not only did Hawkins shoot just 31.1% on threes the past regular season, but NBA tracking stats say that 111 of his 119 three-point attempts this past regular season were either open or wide open, which is a defender at least 4 feet away, with teams consistently helping off him, daring him to take outside shots. So nobody respects it as I think there's but I think that can mentally warp with you when you go from people guarding me, people, you know, especially with a guy who likes to get people to bite on fakes and move in the paint and things like that. And now all of a sudden you're in this spot in the corner where you're wide open. You're like, do I shoot this? What do I do? What? And so maybe that's what the mental coach is for, or ayahuasca. I don't know.
I'm just like, I just think that failure is not a reason to be mental. You know what I mean? Like it's a normal thing in sports, right? Like it's part of.
But you need the mind, body, and spirit to be one.
Okay,
that's what he said.
Okay.
What did he say in the first one?
And my question to you is, having better mind, spirit, or whatever, is they still going to leave him wide ass open?
Yeah, they are. Oh, no. He's going to have, like, they're going right. to bear his ass next
and,
year.
And guess what? When you get into that moment right there, it's going to be how well you prepare for that moment. It ain't going to be how focused, you know, how good your mentals are. So work at your craft, get better at it, and you know what? People who are more prepared and comfortable with their preparation usually seem to be more confident. So work harder at it. That's it.
I like Leroy mental coach.
Oh, I got him. Like, I'm like, yo, you've been doing this your whole life. What changed all of a sudden that you got here? The three-point line is the same distance. The court is still the same size. You're still shooting the same shots.
It's a little different from college.
That corner three.
What did he say in the first one again?
That was I don't know. Sounded like he was ready. he sounds like he was getting ready to hit something.
Yeah, you know, at first, when the season ended, I took some time away just to decompress, gather my thoughts, really get to a place of peace. And then now, you know, I'm full steam ahead. Been in the gym every single day, working on my mind, body, spirit, my jump shot, defense. Really just getting my body and mind in tuned to get ready for this next season.
Hmm. Can I just say this? I would have felt much better if he had mentioned that jump shot first.
Yeah.
Well. Right? You're a basketball player. And Leroy's former payment, sausage.
Or just a good Father's Day display.
Huh?
Or just a good Father's sausage. Day display at Publix.
I would say, I already said it. Like, you have some kind of...
No, you didn't say it because you said you didn't think that far.
No, I said burgers. I said burgers, some craft beers.
Oh. Which is essentially, you know, what they have.
Which is exactly what they have.
It's not
no,
as...
They put Bud Light out front.
It's not as presentable. You guys.
So now you want to go ahead...
I'd like a little
and
effort.
Determine what kind of beer goes in the front. You know that this is also...
Don't put raggedy redneck beer out there!
Okay, but it's
people
not
like
choice.
Raggedy
it's
redneck
also...
beer.
Yeah, it's also games. The seller who tells what to
no,
be
No, they
there.
Don't. No, no, no.
Yeah,
Leroy,
maybe
I used to
like,
work there.
They have a good partnership with Bud Light.
Okay, will you tell Bud Light to kick rocks?
I'm not going to tell Bud Light to do anything.
That much Bud Light.
They put the cheap wines out there for the Mother's Day, too.
Nah, I feel like you get some fancy wines out there, too.
No.
When I went into Publix for Mother's Day, they had more flowers than a damn botanical garden. It was really big.
And they have a Bud Light pyramid for you guys.
Nah, they don't put it's always the same. Like, let's mix it up a little bit. Make it.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and suggest things?
I did. I have.
No, you haven't. You literally said it yourself. You didn't.
No, I. This was a while ago.
You told the lady. Okay, so go with the list and say things.
Okay. Okay.
And I want to see the list.
Okay.
Okay.
I will have my list prepared for Friday.
Make all fathers super happy. Yeah, we're going to ask for that list on Friday.
You know what? I'm going to actually go to Twitter. Fathers, hit me up on what you want in front of the grocery store to make your Father's Day more enjoyable instead of Bud Light and steak the shape of a
heart. But you're the only one that gets bothered by it.
No, I'm bothered.
No, I'm not. I'm the only one that's
mainly you. So you're going to go ahead and ask all the fathers, what does Leroy want?
No!
You haven't even said what kind of beer you want in front.
Listen, when I said something, I said I felt that I was speaking for all men, but men don't say nothing.
I think he is. I mean, like, it's one of those things where it's not something I'd ever complain about, but I've thought about it. Be like, see? This is not the Mother's Day display.
Right.
Do you want flowers in the front? Because that's mainly what it is.
I want
can't tell you. I've never had
man
the option.
Stuff.
Maybe a tackle box.
You
know.
Keep talking, but I don't
charcoal.
They don't even sell tackle boxes.
They do have charcoal and lighter fluid in the front. What are you talking about?
They don't do that.
Several different
charcoal
beers
ongoing
on sale.
Yeah, what about like
charcoal
a...
Charcoal and lighter fluid is insane. You're complaining about Bud Light and you want charcoal and lighter fluid?
It's the thought that counts. Saying, just...
Then he's going to go ahead and complain about the brand of the lighter fluid.
Exactly.
No,
he's going to be the
why
Publix
is it
brand.
Publix branded?
You know what it is?
What do you do on Father's Day?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
What do I do on Friday? Whatever my dad wants.
Okay.
Can you ask him if he likes the display at Publix?
I don't think he cares. My dad doesn't care about many things.
We'll ask him.
I will.
Maybe we all need to open up our mind, body, and spirit to this.
He's going to get a lot of joy out of scaring the hell out of me.
We'll take a break. Get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats over ship is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our favorite Wednesday game, and that is
Rats off the Ship.
What do you got for us today, Jennifer?
Well, first, we're going to start with Marlins baseball.
Wow.
Sandy Alcantara being back. He has the best start of the season last night.
Is he back? I'm not rats off a ship on him being back. I think with his little protege, Yuri Perez, now being in the clubhouse, I think that has lit a fire under the Sandman because he doesn't want to embarrass himself in front of little bro. So now all of a sudden, we may have a... Because he said yesterday, and this was pretty goosey's, somebody asked him yesterday, said, when did you know that you were going to have a good start? And he goes, yesterday. And I was like, oh, I like that. So the fact that he knew going in there that he was going to have a good start, I'm not rats off a ship on him being back. Don't do that.
I'm not rats off a ship simply because, you know, coming back from Tommy John, like, you can be healthy, but you got to be comfortable and feel comfortable doing the things that you did before your injury. And I think now he might be getting into that window of just feeling comfortable and just being able to go out there and just throw it.
What about you, Jennifer?
Look, Sandy Alcantara is still on the team. That has to be good news no matter what. So not rats off the ship.
All right. What about you, Brittany?
No, I'm not rats off the ship on him. I think we got to give him some time, and clearly it's working, so I'm not rats off the ship.
What do we have for number 2, J-Fig?
Mike Tomlin on Aaron Rodgers helping the Steelers.
All right, here was Mike Tomlin yesterday. This is what he had to say on Aaron Rodgers joining the Steelers. You got that sound, Brittany, of Mike Tomlin and what he had to say on Aaron Rodgers finally after a long courtship? Finally joining his team.
Read his resume. We're excited about him being here. He's excited about being here. But we'll make no bold predictions. We're just going to roll our sleeves up and go to work and let our efforts do the talking.
Okay, look.
That's what they all say.
I like Mike Tomlin. He's great. But I'm rats off a ship. Because here's the thing, Mike. It's not, I could go read his resume. But the thing about resumes that are long is that usually coincides with being one of the old. Ergo, I also think a part of the resume I'd look up and be like, oh, that's a very big number on age for Aaron Rodgers. So as much as I'd like to think it's going to work out better because the Steelers, just on their face, is a better organization than the New York Jets, and Mike Tomlin is a better coach than whoever the Jets had. I don't know. Even with him being settled down and married, apparently. What about you, Leroy?
Rats off a ship on this.
Oh, okay.
As much as I like Mike Tomlin, you haven't been Aaron Rodgers yet. Every coach gets Aaron Rodgers.
He did have to deal with Russell Wilson last year.
Yeah, but not like this, dude. Not like this. At least, look, Russ is going to try too hard to be the company guy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers is going to try not to be the company guy. Maybe. Right? He's going to think he can do things his way, how he wants to do it. And at some point during the season, he's going to say what he thinks they should be doing offensively.
Mm.
And undermine everything. It's coming. You know why? Because I've read his damn resume. That's why.
Jennifer, where are you with Mike Tomlin?
Man, that almost knocked down your headphones.
Yeah.
Rats off a ship.
Okay.
Rats off a ship.
Brittany?
Anything that has to do with Aaron Rodgers, I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Everybody's done with him.
Yep.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Guys, I'm really excited to say this. Remember the lady who owned the crack raccoon?
Yeah, was that in Pennsylvania or something like that? She got pulled over and the raccoon had like multiple crack pipes in its mouth.
Correct. Well, she refuses to give him up, apparently.
What?
Look, I'm rats off a ship. One, owning a raccoon is suspect as it gets, but it's not like Leroy's never owned a woodland creature.
Wait a minute.
You owned Ricky.
No, we saved Ricky.
Nah, you kept him as your pet. He thought your curtains were a tree. You own that. You own that squirrel. And that's fine. I think I could live with it if you weren't addicted to crack. I can't have that raccoon, domesticated as it may be, being a meth raccoon or a crackoon. I can't have it. It's not responsible. It's not good for the creature. And I think she's got to give it up. It's either got to go live in the woods or it's got to find a more safe place. I'm rats off a ship on her not giving up the raccoon.
So it was in Ohio, by the way.
Of course it was. Of course it was. Like, you can't have a raccoon addicted to crack. Can we just agree? And I know
I'm not going to agree because you can't get in between a woman and her raccoon, okay?
Okay, but like, if you were addicted to crack, J-Fig, and somehow Scooby got into your stash and you were caught.
That wouldn't happen.
I don't think you're entitled to Scooby anymore.
Once your critter has been introduced to crack, he can no longer be your critter. He must be set free and go do what he does in the wild.
Yeah, he's free, all right.
What if he's looking for her?
Here's the problem. Can you imagine a raccoon, a crackhead raccoon, walking the streets?
Oh, they would think it's rabid.
Right.
Like, it's probably twitching. I don't know.
It's going to have major withdrawals if it goes back out into the world.
What if he would have talked? Then the cop would have worried. He'd say, hey, Mr. Officer, can you light this up? Let me hit. If we go into jail, I'm going to hit this pipe one more time.
Where are your rats, Leroy?
I'm rats off a ship. First of all, stop owning raccoons. They're nasty.
She had a very strong attachment to the raccoon.
Raccoons are rabid. They do carry rabies.
Well,
that's true.
She won't know because her ass smoking crack.
Multiple pipes.
She probably think it's Scooby.
Hey.
Has she ever identified that as a raccoon?
She thinks it's a dog, you think?
Yeah. You see all them crack pipes?
That was a lot of crack pipes.
Yeah. With a raccoon just sitting in her front seat? There ain't no damn way she thought that was, she thought that was her service dog.
I would love to know the origin story.
Think about it. Have you ever walked up on a raccoon? Did they ever seem like the type that would just get in your car?
How does it work with crack and having the munchies? Maybe she was eating a late night snack and saw the raccoon by a dumpster and is like, that's my raccoon now.
I bet she still thinks it's a dog.
Brittany?
From her NASCAR windows.
Where are your rats with the crack raccoon?
I'm absolutely rats off of shit.
Rats off of shit.
Because
I'm not.
No, because listen, I grew up in South Carolina, okay? So the Boondocks, I grew up in a very small town. People domesticated raccoons, okay? I've been into many houses where there were domesticated raccoons. They were already off. They already like seem like they're on crack. So I can't imagine a raccoon that's actually on crack.
Hold on.
This is great. This is a really good revelation.
We are not just going to let you stroll by and say, I've been over several houses where raccoons have been domesticated.
Welcome to South Carolina.
Guess what? They ain't using big words to explain that raccoon.
I would never put my raccoon on crack.
They're usually named something like with an R, like Rosie or something very cutesy, and they found them abandoned by their mother in the woods in the backyard, and they're like, oh, we're just gonna nurse it back to health.
That's right.
And then next thing you know, you got a raccoon in your cabinet eating your food and pulling your hair and biting you. And yeah,
They're rabid.
I agree with you.
Seen Pocahontas, guys?
Could it catch?
Is not Pocahontas.
But could it catch rabies inside? Does that prevent it from getting rabies?
No, they carry it.
I don't know about that, because what if they're born with the rabies? Like I don't know that. I mean, it's South Carolina. Maybe the vets are vaccinating raccoons there. I wouldn't put it past them. Regardless, they are rabid animals. They are like, no matter how much you domesticate them. They're going to get into your cabinets. They're going to eat your food. They're going to pull your hair.
Well,
they're
going to
do all. Yeah.
Remember the lady.
Remember the lady
with the pet monkey, the orangutan or something.
Oh yeah, Heather.
And
face
then it
off.
Like,
yes,
ate her up.
Yes, the Travis, the chimpanzee.
But how does
it's the same it, thing?
How
it's very similar.
I'm curious about this because, and this may be a stupid question, but
here comes the buckle up.
No, you're all thinking it. But
I'm
like,
strapping in.
How does rabies work? Like, is there a zombie raccoon that bites another raccoon and then that raccoon gets rabies?
They just carry it.
So wait, it just by chance turns into you're the rabid raccoon.
No, they carry.
But a rabid raccoon.
All animals don't carry rabies.
Yeah, but you can.
Is it activated somehow?
Yeah, yeah. How does it activate?
When they bite somebody, then you get it.
No, that's not. No. Because we can distinctly see that raccoon's acting with rabies. It's got the foam in the mouth. It's like acting all, you know, like a little tweaked.
Cracky?
Yeah, I can't tell if it's on crack or if it has rabies.
Wait, so I just looked it up.
First of all, you have no credibility because you thought a possum had rabies.
I did think a possum had rabies.
So Leroy, you're wrong, unfortunately. I'm sorry to tell you. They have to be bitten by a rabid animal in order to get rabies.
Apologize.
Ding, 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 ding. Activated.
Yeah, but all animals, wait. But here's the kicker. Even though an animal can get bit by another animal with rabies, they won't get it. Some animals aren't raped, like a possum.
Right, but if it bites another raccoon, that's why I was saying, is it like zombies? Where like if a raccoon with rabies bites another raccoon, is that how
who's
it gets
the original monkey?
I don't know.
So I'm saying, somebody had to have it.
The one with crack.
Probably.
No. What I'm saying is certain animals carry rabies, right? So if they bite another animal, then that...
I'll do the research, man.
Right, here. Not all raccoons have it, but they carry it.
It says can carry it.
Can carry it, right.
Thank you.
But it's not animals, universal.
Certain animals,
fine print.
Certain animals don't carry it. So that's what I'm saying. Possums don't carry rabies.
Too late.
Raccoons do.
Too late for the one in front of my house.
All of this just means be nicer to raccoons.
Nope. I'm like, listen.
Yeah, but also don't get your raccoon addicted to crack.
You know how raccoons kill animals, right? They jump on their back and rip their guts out.
I don't think that happens. They're too adorable.
Huh?
I asked. Oh, Pull that up, Derek.
What kind of animal? Like a squirrel?
Whatever animals. I had a dog that got attacked by a raccoon.
Take a break. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.